This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
Here we are, December. It's week 14 of the NFL season, and it's time for another edition of This is Gross. Somebody on Twitter told me that I should get Mike Mitchell, and I thought it was a great idea, so I grabbed him and sat down, and this is honestly the most I've ever talked with the guy in my life. I've gotten along with him well in the locker room, but didn't ever get to sit down and have a chance to visit, and it was great. He's a good dude. Learned that, a little bit about his unusual interest growing up and kind of what makes him go today, but we're lucky to have him, and he's been doing awesome on the field, and I really enjoy watching him. So thanks to everybody for listening, and we will see you soon. Peace. And away we roll. I'm on. Okay, so I don't usually take a lot of fan input, okay? Because sometimes you can't only listen to fans when they're telling you nice things, right?
Yeah.
So, but somebody said, why don't you get a free agent on like Mike Mitchell? I said, hey, that's a great idea. So here we are, Mike Mitchell.
Awesome. Glad to be here.
So you asked me, what's the deal with this thing? And I sent you the website. You could check it out, but I know you're busy like the rest of us, right? So the Panthers asked me, and the people that listen to this are sick of hearing this, but the Panthers asked me if I would do like some segment, and I said, sure, but I'll only do it if like I'm totally in charge of it and I buy my own stuff and I interview who I want and all that. So last spring I bought this gear and I started recording it, and now it's on iTunes and on the web, and
that's
here we
awesome.
Go. Well, it
awesome.
Helps because we're winning.
Yeah. Hey, that's awesome. That's a great idea.
So you're like the 29th episode. So how does that make you feel?
Low, but I'm happy to be here. I'm honored, actually, because Mike Tolbert said I got big shoes to feel.
So well, what happens is guys come on and then they become a fan.
Yeah.
And they even maybe subscribe to it on iTunes.
Okay.
So
how much is it? 99
It's free.
Cents? Okay.
And there's no sponsorship or anything.
Awesome.
So I just do it because I like it.
Okay.
And the fans seem to semi-enjoy it, and it gives me... But here's the... Honestly, like 20 years from now, I'll have all these awesome recorded conversations with my teammates from the year we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's awesome.
So... That's why
you're
I
ahead
do
of
it.
The curve.
But so topics that we can discuss have included children, families, cars, college, high school, cooking, riding bicycles, going camping, vacation spot. So you'll notice none of it hardly is football,
yeah.
But we have to probably get into that a little bit. So
little.
We can start wherever you'd like.
Let's start family.
Okay, so I did a little research. Normally I don't,
mm-hmm.
but you're kind of a little bit of an enigma.
Yeah.
And I think you embrace that role of, like, the quiet
yes.
guy.
Yes.
So I looked you up, so you're from Kentucky.
Yes.
We can start there.
All right, yeah. I grew up in Kentucky. I like it that way because my dad always said, like, the less they know about you, the more dangerous you are.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
like a ninja.
Yes. No, but I grew up in Kentucky, and... I'm the youngest in my family. I got an older brother, older sister.
Yeah.
Two good parents, very middle class, humble. Didn't get everything I wanted, obviously. I think I
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. I think I grew up very normal.
Right.
Hardworking.
Were you a Wildcat fan?
No. Growing up in Kentucky, you know, as I'm older, you know, I do take pride in Kentucky being a big basketball state.
Right.
But I ended up being a Duke fan, huge Duke
Why?
Fan. Because I was probably 12.
Because Christian Laettner?
Yes, 12, 13.
I figured.
Yeah, 12 or I'm 12 or 13. Me and my dad are watching ESPN Classic. This is like, it's 99 or 2000, somewhere right around there.
Yeah.
And Duke's undefeated right now, about to win the national championship same year. But
yeah.
they got this classic game on. It's
oh,
Kentucky
yeah.
and Duke. Christian Laettner hits a shot. My dad.
The turnaround Jay.
Yes. Goes nuts. He hates the play. Same reason why I'm like before I went to Ohio University, I was a USC fan because he hates Notre Dame. So basically, like I was just always opposite my dad. It'd make the game
you
so much
You said he was
better.
A good guy, and
he
now you want to do
no,
everything opposite.
No,
that's messed
he's
up.
He's a great right? guy, but it's awesome to watch the games and be able to root against him because we're both so competitive. It was fun.
So since a young age, you liked kind of being the I don't want to say agitator, but you're okay being the villain role a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's all coming together. It actually got so bad during certain like big games. He would kick me out of the basement because I was like a bad luck charm. Like, get out of here.
So you'd have to go do something else with your sister.
He's funny.
So you went to... I read this, that you went to a recruiting trip to Kentucky, and Ohio Bobcats thumped them.
Yes. It was like 17-7, something like that.
Yeah.
And this is God's honest truth. It's crazy how God works. It's I'm going on my official visit to the UK. It's me and my best friend. We're teammates. They offer us both.
Nice. And you're a safety then?
Yeah. I'm corner. Oh. Yeah. But we're going to play safety in college. Okay. We're teammates, so we're both thinking we're gonna go. Hey, they're playing this Ohio school. I never heard of that before, but should be a good game. You know, we're at the game, we're watching it. Next thing you know, Ohio comes out like first series of the game, slant to the house. Now UK is kind of like shocked, and you see it the whole game. Ohio keeps this lead,
right?
Ends up beating them, and I'm thinking like, oh my God, I'm about to have to come here. You know, because they're in the SEC. It was like the second or third game I'd gone to already, and they weren't winning.
Who else was recruiting you?
The UK was my biggest school. It had been Western Michigan, Miami of Ohio. You've heard of Cincinnati, UC. A lot of the MAC schools.
Yeah. Similar to me. So I was in Idaho, and I only got recruited by Idaho, Boise State, and Utah.
Yeah.
Because at the time, Utah was in the WAC.
Well, Utah was big, though.
Well, now. But then when they were in the WAC.
Yeah.
They were like, I'd never even been to one of their games. But I was like, that's the biggest school. I'll go there.
Yeah.
So you went to Ohio, and it turned out okay.
It did. So, Frank Solich got me because
big coach.
Why would you want to go where we just beat them? They told you you're going to have the red shirt. You can come here and play as a true freshman for me. And he had that Nebraska.
So did you go on a recruiting trip there?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Or did just Kentucky pay for your recruiting trip to Ohio?
No, they I mean, they gave them good recruiting, though, because I was like, golly, you know, they must be all right. They just beat this SEC school, getting a new coach. He was just in the national championship. And he's telling me I can play right now in my high school. Is really dominant.
Yeah.
If we do player intros, I'm probably going to say that.
Still?
Yeah, I mean.
My high school just was in their eighth straight high school state championship
game. I think we're in seven.
We'll see. I'm so – obviously, if they played, mine would beat yours.
I'm not sure. if you look us up, out of the all-time national high school rankings, I think we're like third.
What's that? Like your record or your
– like all-time
kind
wins?
Of ranking
all-time
is
wins.
All-time wins.
It's a dynasty.
It is.
In Little
it
Kentucky.
Just, it spits out Ohio U players left and right.
It spits out great high school football players, that's for
Did
sure.
anybody – so, like, for me, when I was going to high school, no one from my high school had ever gone to Division I sports in anything.
Wow.
And so I had this dream. I'm this chubby kid in Idaho. I'm like, hey, I'm going to play in the NFL.
Mm.
Don't know why I thought that. I had no one to emulate. I mean, was there somebody you were looking after when you were younger?
Or? Yeah, to be honest, it was kind of crazy because I was like I was down. You know, we had a bunch of guys go to UK. Sean Sester went to Purdue. Gino Gadulli went to UC and broke a ton of records there. It really is a very rich tradition. We've had a bunch of guys go to the NFL.
So you knew what it took.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of guys I had. And they were always coming back and talking to us, so I tried to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So you get to see it.
And then you just did it from there. But so when you were in high school, I always like ask you guys, like, what were you into? Like, it's funny when I talk to guys, like, John Stewart was, like, super into music. He still is. And Khalil was, like, super into, like, comic books and, like, video games, which he still is.
Yeah.
But some guys are like, he asked Greg Olsen, he's like, guy, all I did is football, basketball, baseball.
To be dead serious, when I was in grade school, this is up until, like, 7th or 8th grade, I was real big into speech and drama. Always football has been number one.
Yeah.
But I was real big into speech and drama. I actually won some awards.
For speaking or for being dramatic?
For acting. small little acting jobs I did. I've been in a commercial before.
Which commercial? What commercial?
It was like a...
When you were a kid?
Yeah, it was
child
like a little
actor.
Tide commercial. Yeah.
Wow.
Then there's, let's see.
Big time. Now, who gets the money in that deal? I always wonder. Does the kid or do the parents?
I think my parents, but then they give it to me. But it's like $20, dude. that's the crazy part.
So they drug you around to auditions and on set all day, and you earn $20.
Well, my speech and drama teacher she's like the producer of the commercial.
Oh, okay.
So that was really big.
How old were you?
Probably want to say like 9, 10.
See, that's an interesting tidbit right there.
Let's see. I was in a this film never got released, but I could show you the clips of me in it.
Okay.
I was in an indie film when I was in college.
About what?
It was called A Hell Shared. Long story short, the script, it was actually, my buddy was in the movie.
Yeah.
Got me an audition. Dude, I wasn't kidding, dude. I'm a weirdo.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Well, that's not weird. I think it's good for people to hear that, like, we all didn't just come up being, like, superstar players and only into football. Like, I was in tackle football and I was 3 years old. And, like, I didn't have really an interest in it until I got to high school.
I started playing in the leaves probably around, like, three.
Playing football?
Yeah, watching my older brother.
Hitting people.
Yeah, as soon as I turned six, like, my dad was like, I was like, Dad, when do I get to play? He's like, when you turn six. So as soon as I hit six, it was like, boom, football.
So it was speech and drama and football.
Yeah, I mean, I played other sports, but that was, like, the big thing. Like, I was big in the Disney Channel, so I was like, oh, man.
You'd be like Alex Karras off Webster.
I don't know who that is.
That's the dad from the show Webster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He played in the league for like 12 years. Or Merlin Olsen off Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah,
he played 14
awesome.
Years, and then he was on a hit TV show.
I had a...
Or Hunter. You remember that show?
Uh-uh.
Fred, what was his last name?
I have no idea.
He was a football player, and they went into acting.
Do you know Namdi Asamoah?
Oh, yeah.
The corner?
Yeah. I did karaoke with him one time.
He was a teammate of mine in Oakland. We talked about it a bunch. He kept trying to get me to switch my agency to be with CAA.
He went on Young and the Restless or something, didn't he?
Yeah, his wife is a scandalous actor. Beautiful, beautiful girl, Kerry Washington. But no, he was on Friday Night Lights. He's been in a bunch of stuff. But like once I don't know, this was probably like 2-3 years ago. I was like, man, I'm not even good at football. Like, I really need
to. Oh, no, in Oakland?
I was like, I need to focus on football.
Wow.
Like, this is what matters. So.
Well, Namdi and I, we were at, when 08, we went to the Pro Bowl.
Mm.
And there was a karaoke bash one night. Him and I sang Nothing But a G-Thang.
Okay.
And we brought the house down, just so you know.
I can
I don't think he was acting.
He is very reserved. I would love to have seen him do that.
It was awesome.
He is a shy guy, kind
of. It was awesome. So you said you didn't think you were good at football. So the curve of your career, as I've looked a little bit back on it, you didn't even get invited to the combine.
No.
What happened there? Were you bad in college?
No, I wasn't bad. I wasn't bad. It's my story is really a lot of ups and downs,
right.
I think, as anyone else's. I had a really good sophomore year, so I got a lot of hype.
Yeah.
And I felt like God needed to humble me, so my junior
So you got hype, so like people, started on radar lists or whatever.
Yeah.
And you think maybe you took much to your head?
No doubt about it. There was this website at the time, NFLDraftScout.com.
Oh, man.
So I was like, oh, yeah. Checking that all the time. So I'm the number. This is my sophomore year. We just went 9-3 at OU.
Man.
So Frank's promises are coming true.
Big deal.
Bowl game, you know.
Watch out,
I'm
Mac.
I'm starting. I'm the number 8 safety in my class. So I'm thinking, I'm going to do exactly what I just did. I'm leaving early from Ohio.
Yeah.
Like, this never happens. You know, my mind is that.
But if you do the math now, you know that if you're the 8th guy at one position, there's all the positions.
Yeah.
That's putting you like it.
Yeah.
It's fifth probably, round,
fifth,
maybe.
Sixth round.
Right, but at the time, you're like, that's only 7 guys in front of me.
Exactly, and I'm going to kill it. And, you know, I'm going to try to be number one. So then my junior year, I tear my labrum, which isn't that big of an injury, but it's hard to make tackles when your arms
it hurts.
Step. So I'm doing that my junior year, don't play as well, and I drop to like 40-something. So I go into my senior year.
Of safeties?
Yes.
In your draft class?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good,
it's
Mike.
It's not good. It was not good. bad.
That means 32 guys passed you.
I mean, yeah. I wasn't playing good ball. I ended up having this shoulder surgery, and some people have heard me say this thing about 5 or 50, my dad was telling me, like, you got 5 months. I was real bummed after my shoulder surgery and the season I just played. So he's like, you got 5 months to train your butt off, you know, to get ready to have the best season you can possibly have. Or you can, you know, stay in this little sulk you're in and you'll end up getting a job like me doing something you really don't like. I mean, you like it, but you don't love it for the next 50 years. So that's when you get the 5 or 50. And I was like, yeah, I think it sounds a lot better.
That's some good advice.
Yeah, work out as hard as I can for 5 years. Had a great senior year. Didn't get invited to the combine, so I knew everything was going to come down to my pro day.
Right. And Ohio couldn't have been overly attended.
No, there probably was like 13.
Well, that's good then. So they were watching you.
Well, my highlight tape was pretty impressive.
Good.
Yeah, it got people to at least come. And then once I did the numbers, I had pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
And then that's when it blew up.
And then you got drafted in the second round. Yeah. So you had to have been fast for Al Davis to draft you, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
If you're a position of need, well, this was back then. If you were a position of need, they just went with the fastest guy at the position.
Really? That was the deal? That was just the end all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, they knew something that everybody else didn't, I guess. I will say this, though, about sulking and that. It's amazing what the reality you can create for yourself based on your attitude, right? And I would say that now, knowing you, the only time I've ever known you is this season, and I would say you're a pretty positive attitude guy, and you kind of create your own reality a little bit. I think that's what guys in our profession that are good at doing that. And I see you every day, man. At first, I kind of thought you were annoying, honestly, because I didn't know who you were. The only thing I knew you from was when you nailed Cam in the Raiders game last year, right? Yeah. So I was like, he likes to hit. And then you were talking a lot in practice and stuff early on. Here's what you always think, and you know this. This guy better be good, because if he's not and he's talking this much, he's just got to go, because this is super annoying, right?
Yes, sir.
And it panned out, man. You've been doing awesome.
No, my dad, especially being a defensive back, man, he's talked to me a ton about confidence. And then, you know, looking up, I'm real big into, like, combat sports.
Okay.
Mike Tyson talks about confidence. Confidence breeds success. Success breeds confidence. So if you can almost, I don't want to say trick yourself. There's been plenty of times I'm nervous, just like any other human being is nervous. But the way I've been able to succeed is because I start dehumanizing that other human being to a point to where, hey, we're on the exact same scale.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, we got to deal with that when we have to deal with it. I'm not going to psych myself out about it. Yep. You know what I mean? You go into it with the most amount of confidence you can, and then you play well, and then that gives you even more. Yep. I've already done it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
gotten me. You expect it to happen.
Sometimes you can be too, I don't want to say, I don't think you can be too confident, but you just got to be politically correct, obviously.
Well, you got to know, you got to trust in yourself and trust. Like people always say, you win the game during the week, but it's true, the offseason, whatever. You got to know that you've done the work to put yourself in a successful position. Now, when you were in Oakland, you were kind of in the depth at the secondary, right? Were you glad to get out of there or what?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, geez. I mean, I had.
So your contract was up?
Yes.
Okay.
I got my contract. I honored my contract because, you know, I'm a very loyal guy for Mr. Davis to draft me.
Yeah.
Second round. I really got to know him and his son, Mark Davis. They really got to know me. He's a very personable owner.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a lot of loyalty. I mean, the guy changed my life. Same way you feel about Mr. Richardson.
Right.
You know? But at the same time, it was so frustrating because I made some really good friends out there. But, you know, there's a political part of football where if someone's getting paid more money, they're going to get a lot more opportunities than you. And there was guys that were playing in front of me that I didn't think were that much better than me.
Right.
And it's like, hey, why can't I get my opportunity? And it frustrated me so bad because it was my fault. My rookie year, I pulled my hamstring.
Okay.
And he's actually one of my best friends. We text every week. Tyvon Branch, he goes out there and balls for eight straight games. yeah, he balls.
And you're limping around with an ace bandage on your hammy.
Yes, he's balling for 8 straight games. So I never got another. Then we ended up paying him, I think, 2 years later. So
yeah.
I never got another opportunity. Then Michael Huff was a first-round pick.
Then they get their spot, and they don't give it up.
Dude, and it's
did you sulk, or did you go back to your previous life experiences and say, I cannot sulk my way through this?
Yeah, you got to grind because at first I was so mad and frustrated that I couldn't get on the field, but then I just went back to my grind, and then they actually ended up making a position for me. It's basically, I was like a hybrid linebacker slash safety.
Yeah, I remember that. We were preparing to play you guys.
Yeah, and that's that. I was able to excel.
Awkward number, too, 34.
I love 34.
I think it's weird. It's kind of makes it seem slow for a secondary defender to me.
Does it?
Well, because I just think of like almost a fullback.
Yeah. No, I've actually worn it my entire life. This is the first year.
You look way faster and sweeter now in 21.
I do like the 21. It has definitely it has grown on me.
A fresh start.
4 picks.
Right.
So exactly.
Which reminds me of the rumor that I started.
Yeah.
And I told you about it last game.
Awesome rumor, though.
I said,
it's not even a rumor. It's fact.
Well, at halftime, I said, at this game against the Bucks, I said, just so you know, there's a rumor going around that you can't return an interception for a touchdown. And you're like, all right, I'll get one then. And you intercepted the ball in, the fourth quarter or something? It was tipped. And then and you got tackled to me. I came running on. I didn't say that. I just looked at you like, seriously?
Yeah, that's the rumor. I might have netted 1 yard on that.
I know.
Cap hit me on the play.
I know.
And I didn't know if it was because, you know, Vincent Jackson's a big guy.
Yeah,
he'll
he's
try
fast.
To go over the top of you. So when I was looking at the ball, I was like, okay, I have a good idea where he is, but I'm just tracking the ball. And I felt contact, and my whole thing was just hold
Don't
on to
lose
the ball.
It.
Yeah.
And
that's
crumble.
The most precious thing in life, yeah.
Well, it goes back to the shirt that you're wearing, which who brought these shirts on? There's a shirt that all the secondary guys wear. It says, yeah. The ball is worth millions of dollars.
It is.
Meaning, the more often you touch the ball,
yeah.
The more money you're going to get paid.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, just,
which is true.
It's fact. For our position, guys that, you know, force fumbles, get interceptions, break the ball. I mean, take the ball away.
Right.
That's what it's about. The more you guys, I can take the ball away, sit down and watch you guys play.
Oh, it's awesome. The worst is an offense, though, is like, oh, interception. The Panthers get the ball on the 40. All right, let's go. Offense, take the field. First down. Gain of one. Second down. Incomplete pass. Third down. Incomplete pass. Punt. Ah, gosh. And I know I'm defense. You got to be like, seriously? We just gave you the ball on the almost in your red zone, man.
I do a good job of keeping it really even keel. And, like, I'll catch guys, and this has happened, but I'm not going to say any names. But I've caught guys because I hate negativity.
Oh, buddy.
Like, I have to – I'm not going to say any coaches' names, but sometimes, man
– people freak out.
Yeah, and I'm real big on, hey, just everyone keep believing positive thoughts.
Yeah.
Keep putting that positive energy because we've come back in these last
Seriously.
Two games with positive thoughts, positive energy. When people start getting down, you're starting to tell yourself that lie, like, this one's over, you know? You can't do that. It frustrates me. So, like – even when we'll do that, like, you know, Cam throws an interception, I will walk. Cause me and Cam, we're developing a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I walk him, hey, just don't, if you don't turn the ball over, bro, we're good. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, we got you. We got you, I swear. This ain't the type of game they're not going to get 30,
right.
bro. Just, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how you got to do it. But you can't get down on each other because we might, you know, Brady scores 20 on us late in the game.
Well,
and
that's why I feel
go
sweet.
Win the game.
If you guys rarely give up like a long drive or a touchdown. Mm. You guys come out to feel like until you're kind of upset. If we can go back and score a touchdown, man, it's like that's feeling of support with one another. It's just great.
I feel it so much with this team. I haven't felt it really since high school.
Yeah.
It's weird because I know, granted, everyone goes home, but like when we're at work,
we get along.
It's a good friendship vibe, and I haven't felt that way since high school, I swear. And that's you grow up with those kids, you know, so it's a lot easier to have that and develop that. But yeah, this is the first time I felt that here, and it feels like, you know, we've won games every type of way. There's no way that we don't all believe in each other, you know.
Well, I feel like everybody has a voice pretty good on this team, and that's important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did paid me a high compliment the other day when I was on the chiropractor station in the training room. So there's a sign up sheet, and you write your number down, and like if there's somebody ahead of you that, like for example, I had a guy that we just signed to practice squad as a running back, nice guy, but. There's no way he needs cervical adjustments more than I do, right?
Yeah,
so I went
absolutely.
Ahead and bumped my number ahead. So I'm there getting adjusted, and I hear you come over. You're like, whoa, okay, you're good, you're good. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I was just checking your credit score. I said, what do you mean? Well, I was seeing if I wanted to bump whoever's on the table, but I saw your number. I knew you were all right.
Yeah.
That was a compliment.
That it was, man. That's how it goes, man. You've been in it for a long time. You know, leader on the team. Shoot, I know your body's banged up.
Tricking people.
If you'd have been that's on rookie, though, you were up out of there.
Well, that's what will happen. But so one last thing before I let you go I want to talk about is your little arms out chest. And you're a very spiritual guy, which I've come to know.
Mm.
Heavy Bible reader and Christian guy, and that's awesome. And the pose is like I'm going to say it's like a release of like, try to stop me, or you know, I'm a bad man, or whatever. I think it's cool.
Yeah. Have you seen Highlander?
Yes.
You know how he cuts the head off?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's what I feel.
That's why I feel like you're getting juice.
Yes. That's what that is. You know, obviously, I try to do it after I don't do it after like a regular tackle.
Right.
You know, usually it's going to be after something pretty big.
Right.
I'll try to do it because that just really energizes me. And it's, you know, I kind of feel it. You know, I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking up to the heavens. And
yeah.
Like, thank you.
It's thank you, but it's like, look at what I just did. Well, so I was thinking I should probably start doing something.
Go ahead.
But the problem is, no one's ever looking at me unless I screw up.
Yeah,
I just right. So that. Like, I could like have a sweet pancake, and Stu or D'Angelo runs 10 yards downfield. Everybody's looking at them, and if I'm over there doing like a baseball swing or something, or sawing down a tree, no, I just look like an idiot.
That would be awesome though. Like, think about today's game though. That's so marketable,
right?
Like, I told Coach, and I was kidding, but like, I was 10% serious. I'm gonna start doing interviews like Ric Flair.
Yeah,
you ever seen a wrestler do one of their posts?
Oh, like, yeah, it's awesome.
Like, if you started talking about, you know, the upcoming opponent, the way a wrestler would, that would create some serious...
you've teetered on that a little bit this year, and every team needs that, and go ahead, buddy, because I always do like the... I'm quotable because I say the right things and all that, blah, 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 but I'm loving it when you do that stuff. So, and be yourself, keep after it, and let's get that pick six, please.
Man, I'm working on it, I swear.
Right. Okay, all right. I'll let you go so you can get back to your treatment. But I appreciate it, buddy. Glad having you. Thank you.
All right, brother.
All right, see ya.
Thank you. That was awesome.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.